Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You or Jayla? Yeah,
yeah, Neil.
Yeah, they want to know.
Hey.
Neil.
Hey.
Neil.
Come on, come on.
Hey. I want to be famous.
Welcome to Who Weekly, the podcast where you'll learn everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. I'm Bobby Finger.
I'm Lindsay Weber.
And Elizabeth Chambers does not allow her kids to have iPads on the plane.
That's honestly just like her own...
Part of me is like, I'm not a parent, but good luck, Elizabeth
issue.
Chambers.
Yeah, right. No, like as not
kids
a parent.
On a plane. Kids on a plane, you give them an iPad. I'm sorry.
As somebody who knows people with kids, even I'm like, kids on a plane, they need the iPad. Kids in a restaurant?
Give them an iPad. My nephews have only been on a plane once, but they've been on like road trips to like grandma and grandpa's house. Like long ones.
Yeah.
And my brother-in-law and my sister bought little iPads for them just for the plane.
Yeah.
And then they used them on a really, really long road trip where they like drove to New Mexico. And
yeah,
the moment they got off the plane and out of the car, my sister was like, okay, iPads off. Those are just travel iPads. And she was like, I'm not saying that it works for everyone because that's rude to say that any parenting strategy works for everyone. But she goes, they've never once asked for them not being on the thing. Isn't that interesting?
Well, must be nice for your sister in her situation, but everyone's is different and iPads are great, especially for kids. Why
do
did we start the podcast
uses?
Like this?
Do you
Why?
Know what she uses instead of iPads? I got them these big sticker books. She also has wisps, like the toothbrush things. She has Aquaphor. She has a Polaroid of her husband moving into their first condo in 2010. It's just in her bag.
Oh, I thought you were still talking about your sister. I was like,
oh, no.
Why
no,
are we
no,
still
no,
talking
no.
about your sister?
Oh, no. Altoids, bows. Yeah, she's bobby pins.
Okay,
she's
I don't care about this.
She's
Did
a
you just open the
Swiss
page
chocolate.
Up? I don't care about this. I don't care about
see.
This.
Well, the reason I open these, I've said this before, but the reason I open the what's in my bag, it's like spot the spawn. Which one is she being paid for? And I think it is
Wisps.
Bird granola.
That's her company. She
yeah.
makes that.
So it's she's just promoting her own granola.
But that doesn't really actually that doesn't really count. I also just got a text from our friend Kiara with a screenshot of a Daily Mail article, which I actually was looking at 4 minutes before she sent to me, which says a lot about me and a lot about how my friends think of me, but that's a whole other thing. No, I appreciate this, Kiara. She said, you probably have seen this, but I lolled. And the headline says, Brad Pitt's close friend Aaliyah Shawkat wraps up in padded jacket as she jets out of LA ... after being spotted with the A-list actor a number of times. That is like a very weird Daily Mail construction of a thought and moment, no?
So after we were talking about before recording, we had seen a gossip thing that said actually Aaliyah Shawkat and Brad Pitt are dating, which is like,
right.
Okay, we've reached the point in the cycle where we're just starting all over again.
Well, we just friended it. It got overblown, then we got just friends, and now we're back to the start again. It's
we're
a cycle.
Like we're Brian McKnighting. We're back at one. So we're back at one. They are absolutely dating. But I just searched Aaliyah Shawkat because I wanted to find like more like trash sites saying that they were dating.
Yeah.
And you search Aaliyah Shawkat and then
I'm here. It's Gossip
Cops. But look at the top. I'm screaming.
It's two Gossip Cops.
The top says, I have different ones. I have, well, did you search Aaliyah Shawkat or Aaliyah Shawkat and Brad Pitt? Because I just searched Aaliyah Shawkat.
I searched just Aaliyah Shawkat. I've got two Gossip Cops that are both
on top stories
that are, yes.
My top stories are The Daily Mail, Brad Pitt's close friend, Aaliyah Shawkat wraps up in padded jacket.
Yes.
And the other two, I'm screaming, the other two are, number one, Aaliyah Shawkat, when Brad Pitt's love interest came out as bisexual. Which also the press cannot handle that she's bisexual. It's like,
no,
a bisexual
can't.
Woman is dating a man?
They
like,
can't.
yeah. And then
it's actually really funny that people who are gay can't handle that, and also people who are straight can't handle that. Do you know what I mean?
No one can handle it. Bisexuality
no one can
like
handle...
fucks everyone up. Shout out to the bisexual hooligans, because they're like, tell me about it. Brad Pitt and Aaliyah Shawkat, unseen photos from their public outings together. Do you know what the name of this website is? I've never seen it somehow.
No.
The News.
Is it the news in Australia or something?
It's
like,
just,
is it?
It's just the news. And
Did
I've
you
never
click
seen.
It?
Well, I clicked it and it's thenews.com/. PK. Which one's PK?
I have no idea, but it's like the news and all. It's like one of those like other country websites. Other country websites.
PK URL. I have dot PK. Oh, Pakistan. The news in Pakistan. So the right, news right. in Pakistan.
Do you
want
to hear what mine are?
Bisexual queen.
Yeah, mine are two gossip cops, which you know they're both false, but the gossip cop acts like they're true in the headline to make you click, and then you find out they're false. It's literally the biggest. Honestly, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. It's really fucked up. So we got one is Brad Pitt worried about Aaliyah Shawcott handling the scrutiny of dating him? ? And then number two is Jennifer Aniston broke down in tears after learning Brad Pitt is dating Aaliyah Shawcott? ?
She was laughing, people. She broke down in tears laughing.
I mean, truly, also then you click it and you know Gossip Cop is very upset about anyone talking about Jennifer Aniston. So after putting that in the headline to make you click that, he probably says, unfortunately, Star is now pretending to know Aniston's reaction to her ex-husband's imaginary romance. The magazine claims the actress was enjoying a night out with friends when she received a text saying Pitt had a new girlfriend. An alleged insider tells the outlet, Jen was at a restaurant with friends when she learned that Brad was dating Aaliyah. When Jen opened the text, her mouth dropped. The magazine doesn't bother to mention who sent the text, when it happened, or where Jen Aniston was dating. It's like, you just put the full quote in there. What are you talking about?
Her jaw dropped. Her jaw dropped.
Of course, Pitt and Aniston never got back together, so even if the actor was dating Shawcott, which he isn't, his ex-wife wouldn't be disturbed by the news. Fuck you. Fuck you, Gossip Cop.
God. Okay, so we are doing...
I will say, whether or not they're dating, the attention that she's getting from this is going to suck big time for her. No offense to Brad Pitt, but it is not worth hanging out with him.
Look at the photo.
Any amount of time.
So the photos I just sent you are in the wrong order. But the first one is like her actually arriving at JFK in the like arrivals driveway area.
Right.
And then the second one is like clearly her waiting in line for TSA pre-check. And she's like, okay, I'm fully sick of this now. She's like, it was kind of cute at first. And she's like, I hate this.
I know. It's definitely not. Brad Pitt is, I'm sure, is a very nice person and great, but it's not worth hanging out with Brad Pitt three times to, like, be stalked by the paparazzi for so long.
Why is there not a headline that is Brad Pitt dating Aaliyah Shawcott? Maybe.
Oh, that's funny.
That's fun, right?
It's funny for, like, four fans.
That cousin of yours is a hell of a girl. It's too bad you can't date her.
Wait, you wouldn't have a problem with that? Nothing.
Did you see Olivia Jade is back on YouTube?
Yeah, she's like, I'm back. Did you see the video?
No, I haven't clicked the video. I read the transcript of the video, though.
Oh, it's so bad. Not only does she leave comments on, all the comments are like, notice she doesn't even say she's sorry. She doesn't say any, there's no
She says,
like,
I genuinely miss filming. I feel like a huge part of me. Let's just play some clips.
Oh, it's so bad. It's only like a minute. We're not playing the whole thing.
It's
very short.
It's called, Hi Again. She's Lori like, Loughlin, hey, when she comes out of hiding. Hi Again.
Obviously, I've been gone for really long time, and as much as I wish I could talk about all of this, it's really hard for me to say this just because I know that it's something that needs to be addressed. It's just unfortunately, which is also why I didn't know exactly when I should come back to YouTube, but the reason for that is just because I'm legally not allowed to speak on anything going on right now.
Also, she needed to post this first video, and now it's going to be back to normal immediately.
I mean,
it's
a lose-lose.
Haul video. Like, we're going to do this beauty
routine. It's a lose-lose. She should have not posted a video until the court stuff was over, because she can't say shit. She can't even say sorry, because that, I guess, implies that she's taking response, that it's, like, their fault, like, that they're guilt. You know what I mean? Like, it implies guilt. But it's not worth even coming back. She makes like a minute long video. Everyone's like mad about it. She like sounds like shit. She's obviously upset. There's no point to this.
I think
there's
just
no point to this.
I think she had to have one. It looks like, I mean, I'll be proven wrong or right soon. But I think that in order to reintroduce herself to her YouTube channel, like get back into it, she had to do one sort of like apologetic acknowledgement of the whole situation,
not
even if
apologetic.
It's vague and bad, even if it's like vague and doesn't reference anything, like you can't even quote this, interestingly, then she can sort of get back into the swing of things and show like, here's what I did this weekend, here's like, she can start doing like, if she had just gone directly into back to normal, it would have been weird, but now she has this, so she could say, okay, back to normal, because there's no way, look at her, she looks so scared and like uncomfortable. It's such a performance.
I don't even know if this is like what the... I don't even know if she's just going to go back into the other stuff. I feel like she can't, but prove me wrong. I mean,
she misses it. She says, I really miss it. I miss filming. I feel like a huge part of me is just not the same. It's like, what was she doing? She wasn't going to school. She was making videos.
Well, it's just weird because it's like her videos were like her life. So for her to go back into it, it's not like I miss like writing plays or like writing books or like doing things that don't involve my own personal life. I miss like making videos of my own personal life and talking about it. So if you do that, if you want to get back into that, you have to severely clear the air, and not even just like clear the air. You have to be willing to keep talking about it because that's your life, right? I mean, what, I guess she could talk about her, she's not even school. She can't talk about her dorm room. What she, you know, like, what is she going to do?
Yeah. Is my question. I'm not sure. One more YouTube thing before we move on to our, what are we doing today?
Like, we're doing a Hallmark holiday special. Movies, okay. Holiday movies. It's that time of year. All you're hearing about is Hallmark movies. We had some shows. We talked about them then. It was really fun. Hallmark's got 17 new original films. Yeah, Lindsay,
you know what? They have more, which I discovered last
night. Because of the Hallmark mystery.
Movies and mysteries.
So there's 17 original Hallmark branded Christmas movies. And then there's like
TK,
10 other or something.
That are just on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, which is a premium cable channel.
Which is what you pay for even more than you pay for Hallmark.
Yeah, it's not premium, but it's more. I don't know if you could still call it premium because there are commercials.
Lifetime has 10 or so movies. Then Netflix has 5 or so movies. Did you see somebody wrote about, where is it? Basically, somebody wrote about why there are so many Christmas movies all of a sudden, which is like everything feels like a trend when it's a trend, even though it's not necessarily a trend. But this does feel like the kind of like pinnacle of that. And they got... They were asking Lifetime. They were asking Hallmark. They went Salon. To Netflix.
There's a gay Christmas movie called Twinkle All the Way.
There's a Christmas movie called like Christmas, the Christmas movie, Christmas movie. Did you see that? Point is, somebody wrote about, and I'll link it when I find it. I apologize.
Esquire,
I really did look everywhere.
We are
for
in
it.
The golden era of so bad they're good Christmas movies.
No, it was just like they talked to all these different. They talked to Netflix, they talked to Hallmark, and they talked to Lifetime. And my point was, which you're not even be that impressed because I really built this up. They go to Netflix, and Netflix's comment was like, "We make films. We don't make made for TV movies. We made films." And they go back to Hallmark with that quote, and Hallmark's like, "Okay, okay." And they don't say that, but they're like, "All right, best of luck to you." You know, like there's this. My point is that there is this like there are these lines being drawn in the theoretical sand between these places when everyone is doing the same bullshit, you know, and it's the same style, the same quality. I mean, I watched last night, which is arguably not a Christmas movie, but I watched a bit of Dolly Parton's Heartstrings. It is shot like a Lifetime movie. That is a very inexpensive looking show.
Yeah,
I watched
like a large chunk of the one with what's her name from Father of the Bride.
Which one?
And
is
I was
that?
Like,
which
oh,
song?
Okay.
The one I watched with about Jolene. It literally ends with like a sexily dressed Julianne Hough and another woman, and the other woman's like, "Jolene, please don't take my man," like in a parking lot. And you're like, oh, a literal translation.
No, that's great.
But there are plenty of like wild looking movies this year. I mean, I guess the point is like they're funny to the point of being weird, but then not quite that weird because they still want you to watch them without, you know, they're like jokes for us, but not for people who actually genuinely want to watch them. Which ones have you or do you plan to engage with?
I need to watch the one about A Night Before Christmas. I got of the Netflix ones, the ones I'm most interested in, because I don't want to watch all the Netflix ones. I want to watch A Night Before Christmas. I want to watch Holiday in the Wild on Hallmark.
I watched Holiday in the Wild. It was an adventure.
That's what I want.
And that sounds actually like a promo for the movie.
It was an adventure.
I take it Mr. Conrad won't be joining us.
2 days ago, he told me that our marriage was over. 2 hours ago, I landed here on what was supposed to be our second honeymoon by myself.
A lot of people come here to get lost so they can be found again.
Thank you, Yoda.
I do not want to watch Noelle at all.
No, I don't want to watch. Don't stop talking about just Netflix. We got to expand. Netflix isn't even the king of
Netflix. No, that's
the
what I'm saying. Of the Hallmarks, there are so many I want to watch on Hallmark, but I don't want to reveal them yet because that's part of the game.
Oh, okay. Well, so we talk. Yeah, we have two different games. Bobby made one. I made one. And they both reveal the lineup, I think, in a nice way. Mine is more about the lineup, mine's more about the stars. And yours, I guess, is more about the descriptions.
Yes.
Okay. So before we get... So maybe we'll end by just like going over any of the ones that we maybe missed. But why don't we just like jump into the game so they're not spoiled by the discussion of the movies? Should I go first? So my game...
I feel like yours is better.
I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. My game is like the who's who of the hula days. Mm-hmm. So who's... We'll just call it who's who. Who's who?
Who's who of the hula days?
So I went through all of the films and found some of the more maybe unknown or hooey stars of some of these films. Because mm-hmm. the best part of a holiday film on Hallmark or Lifetime is who they decide to like scrounge up. You know, yep. it's like this guy from this and that guy from that.
Yep.
So I'm going to read you the description of the movie and with who's in it. And then I'm going to ask you how we know that person. And you're going to have to tell me how we know that person. Okay? There is multiple choice.
Oh, I love this. Okay.
Okay. Number one. In Lifetime's Christmas Unleashed, when Becca, Vanessa Lachey's dog, runs away on Christmas Eve,
Becca is the name of Vanessa Lachey's dog.
Yes. No. Becca is Vanessa Lachey, and the dog doesn't have a name.
Oh, I thought it was Becca, comma, Vanessa Lachey's dog.
No. Sorry. It's because grammar's like, tough on these.
Because I truly assumed that it was like, oh, Hallmark Christmas movies are getting in on the dog movie trend.
But this is a dog series. Christmas Unleashed, get it?
Oh, okay.
When Becca's Vanessa Lachey, because like the grammar, you can't, when Vanessa Lachey's dog runs away on Christmas Eve, she must team up with her ex-boyfriend Max, Christopher Russell, to find him. As the pup leads the exes on an all day and night search through their North Carolina hometown, they revisit people, places, and things that remind them of their Christmas pasts they spent together. This is easy. We're starting off easy. It gets easy hard. Vanessa Lachey is best known for either A, winning Miss Universe, co-hosting TRL, and being married to Drew Lachey. B, winning Miss America, co-hosting TRL, and being married to Justin Jeffrey. Or C, winning Miss Teen USA, co-hosting TRL, and being married to Nick Lachey.
Well, you left out my favorite fun fact about Vanessa Lachey, which is that D-Listed used to call her Vanessa Manila Folders.
So terrible.
I can't think about her without thinking Vanessa Manila Folders. It was A.
It was A. I guess that was a dead giveaway because I called her Vanessa Lachey. So obviously wouldn't be married. But all
She's
those
Vanessa
men are
Manilo.
In. Well, all those men are in 98 Degrees in case you didn't catch my joke.
No, I have the joke.
Fun fact about her co-star, Christopher Russell, who wasn't really interesting enough to feature him instead of her. He's also in Love Unleashed, The Mistletoe Secret, Forever Christmas, My Perfect Romance, A Dream of Christmas, A Puppy for Christmas, Heartfelt, and Merry Christmas, Love and Merry Matrimony and Love Again.
It's funny that they literally just can't. I feel like if Hallmark had their way, they would just call all of them like Christmas movie.
Christmas.
Hey, like the entire process is probably so simple for them and like they're on autopilot. But naming them must be a pain in the ass because you have to check the archives. And there's it's like whenever we're playing Who Are Them? It's like, have we done Bobcat Goldthwait yet? Have we done Sierra yet? Where you're like, I don't remember if we've talked about this person. And I feel like they're doing it to an even bigger extreme.
We have. The always answer is we have. And they have to. I just love that this is Christmas Unleashed, which honestly sounds like dirty almost from another angle.
Okay. Or it sounds just like a horror movie. But anyway, go on.
Okay. Number two. In Lifetime's Rediscovering Christmas, when Mia, played by Jessica Lowndes, a talented Boston department store window designer, travels to her family's Connecticut town to help her sister design the decor for its annual Snowflake Festival Christmas Eve dance, she finds herself at odds with, and then later attracted to, the stubborn but kindly Adam, played by BJ Britt, whose grandparents founded the beloved festival 60 years ago. Okay. I love Jessica Lowndes. Is best known for playing A, Amy Abbott on the CW teen drama Everwood, Adriana Tate Duncan on the CW teen drama 90210, or Elena Gilbert on the CW teen drama The Vampire Diaries. You keep saying I love her. Do you know the answer to this?
Well, the answer was she's on 90210, but do you remember she fake dated John Lovitz?
Yes, she's a legend.
No, but she definitely 90210.
Yes, that is correct.
I just kept waiting for you to bring up John Lovitz.
Another fun fact, I honestly forgot. Another fun fact about this movie is that Jessica Walter is in it, and she plays a character named Mrs. Barrington.
Which is this Rediscovering Christmas?
This is Lifetime's Rediscovering Christmas.
Here in Hartford, sparks are flying as a new movie is being filmed here on Pratt Street.
The sidewalks dusted with snow, nutcrackers in the windows, The calendar may read September, but it feels a lot like Christmas in Hartford.
They were here on Sunday and here today, Monday.
Lights, camera, action. With Christmas just 100 days away, the new Lifetime holiday film, Rediscovering Christmas, redesigning Pratt Street for a few days.
It gets harder, but I just really wanted to, like, for our audience and for you. I know this is easy for you, but for our audience. They're probably better at this than you, whatever. Three. In Hallmark's Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses, a single mom played by Jill Wagner takes a risk in following her true passion of interior designing. Design hunky, eligible businessman Nick Matthew Davis's estate in time for Christmas Eve? Is Matthew Davis best known for playing A, Warner Huntington III in the 2001 film Legally Blonde, B, Sebastian Valmont in the 1990 film Cruel Intentions, or C, Jake Perry in the 2002 film Sweet Home Alabama?
It's not. I feel like the third one, if it's I don't remember the character's name, but I feel like the guy in Sweet Home Alabama is Josh Lucas, and the guy in the first one is not. He's not Warner Huntington III. I'm going to say B. I don't remember what it is. Is it B?
Sebastian Valmont was played by Reese Witherspoon's ex-husband, Ryan.
So he's also in...
He's Warren Huntington III. He also dated Zoe Deschanel
Matthew
back
Davis,
in the day.
He yeah. played
he
Warren
came up
Huntington
again.
III?
Yes.
Let me see what he looks like. Yes. I didn't see anyone who looks like yes. him now. That's what he looks like now?
He doesn't really look...
He doesn't really look like Warren Huntington III at all. His face changed.
Yeah, I know. And it's so funny that he's come up twice
his
in
face
our...
One of the games, one of the Hallmark movies I did, the guy who played Costas in Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants 1 and 2 is
love
in a Hallmark
Costas.
Movie. And I was like, this guy looks just like Costas. Costas.
I love Costas.
He's been in 1 million of them.
Yeah, he's been in... Costas! Every year we're like, Costas? But it's like he is literally in... Okay, number four. In Hallmark's Christmas Hotel, Erin... Tatiana Ali grew up in a small town called Mount Holly and worked at the desk at the Mount Holly Inn before. You know how some of these descriptions are too long and then some are too short? Mm-hmm. Like, they're never just right. Oh, okay. She worked at the desk at Mount Holly Inn before moving to a big city to take a job at the Windsor Hotel. When offered a project to secure her first promotion, Erin is eager to prove herself, only to learn that the prestigious hotelier has bought out the Mount Holly Inn and the project will take her back to her hometown. Oh no. Of course, the people in the town, including her ex-boyfriend Connor, Sean Patrick Thomas, aren't happy about the inn being bought out, and tension ensues. Erin and Connor must work together. When several employees go out with the flu, Erin finds herself considering whether she truly wants a promotion or to be home again. Okay, Tatiana Ali is known for
Fresh Prince.
What's her hit song?
Oh,
all day long I dream of you. I can't even
vaguely.
Do you remember that song? You know what it's called? It's called Daydreamin'. But Sean Patrick Thomas is best known for playing A, Ren McCormick in the 2001 remake of Footloose, B, Javier in the 2004 film Dirty Dancing Havana Nights, or C, Derek Reynolds in the 2001
Save the
film
Last Dance,
Save the
Derek
Last
Reynolds.
Dance. Ding, ding, ding. That's right. Can you believe that Sean Patrick Thomas from Save the Last Dance is playing against Tatiana Ali in a movie about hotels? Can't wait.
Lindsay, yeah, of course I can believe that. No career trajectory makes more sense. I'm surprised that Julia Stiles hasn't started doing Hallmark movies, but honestly,
she got Hustlers. She'll do one. Wait, she'll do one because she basically did.
I forgot she was in Hustlers.
The Christmas Prince is like based off of The Prince and I, so like she's not far away. Like she'll come back around.
I feel like Julia Stiles is perfect for this, but I feel like she thinks she's above it. And once she realizes
she's
a perfect fit for a Hallmark movie, she'll start doing them more.
Well, she's not above it. She'd have fun,
I think. She's above it. Okay. She thinks she's above it.
Wow, way to put yourself in her shoes. Okay. In Hallmark's Sensibility and Snowmen.
Okay.
Christmas enthusiast party planners, Ella, played by Erin, I wrote Erin TK because I forgot to look up her last name, and her sister Marianne, who has no name, clash with their client Edward, Luke McFarlane, who is a not-so-jolly toy company CEO. Luke McFarlane is best known for playing A, Brandon Foster on the Freeform television series The Fosters.
Jesus.
Scotty Wandell on the ABC television drama Brothers and Sisters. Or C, Max Braverman on the NBC television drama Parenthood.
I'm sort of... I don't know. I'm going to guess Brothers and Sisters because I know the least. I've never watched Brothers and
that
Sisters.
That is correct. He played Scotty Wandell. Fun
that
fact.
That was a guess.
Luke McFarlane has also starred in TV movies such as Hallmark's The Memory Book, Christmas Land, Maggie's Miracle Christmas, The Mistletoe Promise. And Erin, whose last name I don't know, who plays Ella, has been in Marrying Father Christmas, Engaging Father Christmas, and Finding Father Christmas.
Finding.
Okay.
Finding.
Number 7. This only has 8. Don't worry. This only is 8 questions long. In Netflix's Holiday Rush, single dad and radio DJ Rashawn Rush Williams, Romany Malco, loses his job as his 4 entitled kids share their pricey Christmas lists. To keep Rush on the air in Pittsburgh, his producer and aunt plan to buy him another station. What if the Williams family can downsize fast and embrace a simpler life? In this heartwarming film, a loving father reconnects with his children when they all learn true joy comes from who you have, not what you have. Also, this movie features Lala. He has Lala in it.
Like Lala Anthony?
Yes. Is Romany Malco best known for playing Gustavo, Gus Fring on Breaking Bad and the sometimes voice of Marvin the Martian, mm-hmm. B, Conrad Shepard on Weeds and the sometimes voice of MC Scat Cat, or C, Pacho Herrera on Narcos and the sometimes voice of King Gristle Jr., the king of Bergens in Trolls 2?
I don't know him as a voice. I know he's like... He was the Weeds guy.
That's correct. But he is also the sometimes voice of MC Scat Cat.
MC?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Fun fact. Romany Malco's had like a long career. This is a great place for him. He got a Netflix
He was like one
movie.
Of the, he got one of the, I mean, the funny lines in,
He's in a 40-year-old
virgin.
40-year-old virgin. Yeah.
He and Elizabeth Banks had like the funny, no, it was a Leslie Mann and Elizabeth Banks and Romany Malco got the funny like one scenes in 40-year-old virgin.
No, he's funny in that. He's arguably more known for that, but I feel like he was on Weeds for like the entire series.
Yeah, he was on all of Weeds, but I stopped watching Weeds after
and
like
MC
Skeka.
Oh, I watched the whole thing. Great. No. Number 8, this is the final question, okay? In Our Christmas Love Story, when Melody James, Alicia Witt, is accused of plagiarizing her holiday single, she returns home to spend Christmas with her estranged family and old flame and learns what's important in life. That's the whole description.
Alicia Witt
is best known for playing A,
the
younger
Sunshine
sister,
in Mr. Holland's Opus.
The younger sister of Laura Flynn Boyle's character Donna in Twin Peaks. B, country singer Autumn Chase on NBC's Nashville. C, the lead in Lifetime's A Snow Globe Christmas, Hallmark's A Very Merry Mix-Up, Christmas on Honeysuckle Lane, The Mistletoe Inn, I'm Not Ready for Christmas.
I'm going to go with C.
Or D, all of the above.
Fine, all of the above.
Yes, it's all of the above.
I mean, I know her as Mr. Holland's star student who played the oboe, clarinet, when he's like, play the sunset, sunshine.
What do you like best about yourself?
My hair.
Why?
My father always says that it reminds him of a sunset.
Play the sunset.
Okay, I forgot that's your number one reference, but mine
because
was...
she immediately can play it well.
Mine is country singer Autumn Chase in NBC's Nashville. No.
She also is in the final season of Orange is the New Black. She's like the almost... Had you watched Orange is the New Black the last season?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
She like is almost the love interest at the end. And then they like, never mind.
Can you believe she's been in so many Hallmark movies and Lifetime movies?
Lindsay, I can believe it. I can believe it.
There's one question that didn't make this because I didn't feel like making up fake answers for it, but it involves Soleil Moon Frye, who's also in these movies.
Who's
she's
also
in a movie.
This.
She's in Lifetime staging Christmas. Okay. Guess what? She stages houses. Okay. That was my game.
Who Weekly is sponsored by Squarespace. We love Squarespace. We use Squarespace to advertise our show, to advertise our tour, to sell merch, to post great press that we get, to communicate with our listeners because there's an easy contact form. If we didn't have a Squarespace, your brand experience with Who Weekly would be considerably worse.
Considerably worse. Are you kidding? If I can't update, actually, you know what? Speaking of, I just realized the tour dates are still up. I got to take them off. The tour is over. Got to prepare for the next one. And you know what? I can do that in about 5 seconds. It will be so easy for me to do that.
Thank God their interface is intuitive and easy to use, because we can make changes to our website very quickly and not stress out about it. We've used Squarespace for about as long as our podcast has existed. Can't imagine our website living anywhere else. And if you're intrigued, go to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch your amazing website, go to squarespace.com/who to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Lindsay, what Quince did you get when we got some Quince promo?
I got sheets.
Me too.
I got beautiful sheets. Beautiful sheets.
Oh, wait. No, I didn't. I lied. I got a duvet cover. Same thing, though.
A friend of mine reached out and said, you know how you say on the Quince ad that you have 365 days for returns? I once used that feature and it was incredible. It was so easy and great. And I said, wow, that's so nice to hear, because Quince offers free shipping and 365 day returns. And that's part of one of their many offerings, like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14 karat gold jewelry.
Oh yeah, you're obsessed with the washable silk tops.
It's hard to, washing silk is a pain in the tush.
Normally. And all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, because they partner directly with top factories that can cut the cost of the middleman and pass the savings right on to me, Lindsay, and you. And they only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. We love that. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/who for free shipping on your order. And as she said, 365 day returns. That's Quince.com/who to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/who. I'm not doing multiple choice because it makes it too easy.
Okay.
But you've seen some of these, I'm sure, in your research. And I just want to see.
But they've all jumbled in my mind. So it's right. Like I forget immediately stuff. So what's your game called?
I'm glad. So my game doesn't have a name, but it's audio based. So I am showing, I'm playing the audio for six trailers.
Oh my God, yes.
And I beeped out it's just the name of the movie, but sometimes I had to beep out like identifying things, but that only happened a couple times where they say too much like in the dialogue.
They're like, will we have Christmas in Rome? And the movie's called like Christmas in Rome.
Oh, you wish that the trailers were that descriptive. The trailers give you no sense of anything, and there's so much silence in the trailers because a lot of it is just like two F-list celebrities looking at each other like as horny as you can possibly be on Hallmark.
This is
going to
be great over
horny.
A podcast. Truly going to be great
audio,
over a podcast.
Audio.
This would have been good live too.
Here we go. Listen, here's part one. They're in no particular order because I was like, how should I order these? And I was like, I'm ordering them in the way that I made them.
Yeah.
This is fine. Yeah. Okay. Trailer one.
I'm taking a holiday from dating. And while I'm at it, I'm taking a holiday from holidays.
A simple act of kindness.
Who doesn't love opening a Christmas card?
Can change your life forever.
Oh, sorry. That card brought me here.
Wow.
Chad Michael Murray and Tori DeVito star in a romantic holiday
movie. I know this
movie.
One.
Shouldn't we be on a sleigh somewhere?
No. I'm happy right here.
Only on Hallmark Channel, the heart of Christmas.
Wait.
Okay.
The beeps make it so stupid.
It's really funny.
Okay.
What is that one called?
Tori DeVito
and Chad Michael Murray star in a movie where she writes Christmas cards.
Okay, I know this one because of our show. I'm not going to pretend like I don't. This one is called Write, as in W-R-I-T-E, before Christmas.
I love Write pun. Remember Just Write, the Queen Latifah rom-com?
Of course I remember that.
Okay. Next one. You got it right. Wow, Lindsay, good job. Okay, next one.
I got
one.
It right before Christmas. Here
we go. Do you know what we say around here?
What do you say around here?
Nothing unimportant ever happens at
Indulge in a very special Christmas treat in the Big Apple at the legendary
Looks beautiful.
Thanks. My grandparents met here. This used to be the dance floor.
Starring Elizabeth Henstridge and Ryan Pavey.
I thought you understood how I felt about you.
I just love, there's a part in this trailer where it's like, oh, hi, like, oh, well, who are you? I'm Ryan. I'm Eva. My parents met here. And then they just look at each other. And it's like, okay, my parents met here.
Okay, I know that one.
All of these are like The Room.
That's the one where she gets she gets a job where she does the history of the Christmas at the plaza. Like, she does a Christmas museum.
She's an archivist or something. And it's like, they hire her to make a history of the Christmas museum exibit.
That one is called Christmas at the Plaza for sure.
That's it. You got it right. Well, okay. Next one. Here
we go. These are so funny to listen to.
Spend the holidays with a star-crossed Christmas love story.
This whole feud, it happened, what, 3 generations ago?
They started it. We were here first.
May the best family win.
That's a nice smile.
Are you following me?
A heartwarming holiday movie.
You're great. I'm great. We'll be great together.
The dance is tomorrow night, and I was wondering if you'd like to go with me.
Rachel Boston and Wes Brown shine. Only on Hallmark Channel.
Whoa, okay, wait. But,
like, the things that happen in this, it's like, this. Listen to this part.
That's a nice smile.
Yeah, I saw that part.
Are you following me?
That's a nice smile. Are you following me? I'm great. You're great. You're
is
great.
Is it called, like, Stocked on Christmas?
Guess. This is the one about the hotel, which they barely reference.
Christmas Inn.
Check
Christmas
in to time Christmas.
In. Check
in with two N's.
But they didn't mention the hotel in that.
No, because it's unmentioned in this. It's all like...
This movie sounds it's called, like, you know...
Like Family in, Feud
in jail for Christmas, right? Or yeah, Christmas, like Christmas Feud, or like
Al Borland
in-laws.
From Home Improvement is in it, and he's like, "Oh, may the best family win." And you're like, "What? There's a feud? You can't just introduce these things without telling us."
Okay, check in for Christmas. Check in for Christmas.
No, check in to Christmas.
Often the best billed person is that third lead, the Priscilla Presley or the Al Borland or like the June Squibb of the movie, where it's like, that person's in this. They don't get the lead, but they get like the third lead.
There's one in, I don't think I used it in this, but it's like Sherry Deegan and like William Buckley like star in this thing. And then it's like the co-star is Brenda Blethyn.
Who's Brenda Blethyn?
Brenda Blethyn literally is an Oscar winner.
Okay. For what?
And she plays the main for that movie. She won the Oscar for that movie.
Only you would know that Brenda Blethyn is an Oscar winner.
Oh, she was only nominated. She was only nominated.
Who the fuck is Brenda Blethyn?
Oops. She was only.
It's funnier that you were like, she's an Oscar winner.
Secrets and Lies. She's the mom in Lovely and Amazing.
Okay, well, now she's the great aunt. Now she's great aunt Lacey in like Hallmark's like Christmas at the Cranks or whatever.
No, she's in the one where they help this old lady find the money.
Oh, do you know? Did you see somebody tweeted us and it's only $80?
What?
That the lady loses. It's $80.
She loses $80.
Yeah.
And that's what the movie's about.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, she loses $80 and then those like two idiots.
It's also
help
based
her
off
find
a
it.
Popular series. Okay.
Oh no.
A book
okay,
series.
Okay. Next
I
one.
Know.
Next
yeah.
one. This one's great. This one's yeah. great. Here we go.
Danica McKellar and Niall Mader are getting ready for the biggest party of the season.
I want it to be the best.
So do I.
Good.
Is this...
Rachel.
I have heard so much about you. I'm gonna miss this place.
You like her. I think you should tell her before she leaves.
You can have what you want if you believe you can have it. Words to live by.
That was Dolly. That's Dolly.
Only on Hallmark Channel.
That's Dolly. I heard Dolly. So
yeah,
this
you
is
heard Dolly.
This is Christmas at Dollywood.
Christmas at Dollywood.
This is Christmas at Dollywood.
I just love how the
Danica
the trailers,
McKellar.
But in this what? One, it just says Danica. It has the two leads. They don't even pretend to give them character names. It's like Danica McKellar and like Ross whatever. They don't even give the characters' names. I just can't believe the structure of these trailers.
Yeah, they
it doesn't matter.
They meet at Dollywood and fall in love or something, right?
And she's like, "I love it here."
And Dolly's like, "Hey." Hey y'all.
Dolly had a free second.
Dolly's like, okay. Watch Heartstrings on Netflix. Please.
This is a conflict of interest or whatever. This is a conflict. Next one. Here we go.
This December, Christmas favorite Candace Cameron Bure is finding love and family in a place that was meant to be.
There's a photo of my dad in the cafe.
Sounds like a little bit of fate brought you to Grand Falls.
Don't miss this all-new original holiday movie.
Wow.
Wow yourself.
I'm right here, and I'm not going anywhere.
Wow, you're
part of the 10th anniversary of Countdown to Christmas, premiering this December, only on Hallmark Channel.
Okay, first of all, the part where she says, wow, yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good
part. And it's
part.
The funniest thing. It's like, you know, like movies where they, you know, the one person comes down the stairs and they're dressed like beautifully, and then the other person is like
she's
dressed
all
beautifully.
That.
She's literally in like the most modest Christmas dress. You know, essentially covers her ankles, covers her whole shoulders, but it's red
like,
and white.
He's like, and he's wah, like, wah, 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 wah.
He's like, yeah.
His tongue
yeah,
like rolls out like a carpet.
No, exactly. Wow, yourself. And he's in like nothing but tweed. Like whole body covered in tweed.
I know the title of this because it's the Candace Cameron Bure movie that I always think is called something else, but it's actually just called Christmas Town.
Christmas
right? Town. Am I wrong? It makes literally no sense why it's called anything, but it is called Christmas Town.
Christmas Town. And then she's like, my dad's photo's in the cafe. And he's like, wow.
What's,
and yeah, that's Mutt from Schitt's Creek.
Mutt from Schitt's Creek. And honestly, people were like, oh my God, but that's a perfect place for him to be.
And he's like the perfect looking person for Hallmark.
Yes,
he's like,
and she's the Christmas queen, so starring opposite to her is like a big deal in this
did
world.
Did you hear this trailer called her Christmas favorite, Candace Cameron
she
Bure?
She is Christmas favorite. Not only,
half,
first of
half
all,
half of Hallmark's yearly budget goes to Candace Cameron Bure.
Not only is she in a million of them, if Hallmark Christmas movies were like an MLM, she's recruited so many people to be in them. So like she literally is like the number one recruiter.
She's the
Ma-Anon and star.
Sheila. She's the Ma-Anon Sheila of Hallmark.
She's the
Tough Hollies. Tough mistletoe.
She's driving that pink Hallmark Cadillac with the logo along the side through the town.
Mm-hmm. She's spraying salmonella
She's
on
like,
the salad
this could
bars.
Could be you, y'all. This could be you. Okay.
Spraying salmonella on the deviled eggs and the cranberry
sauce. We're just
sauce
truly
and...
mixing up our stories. Like I'm telling the story
really
of your neighbor who sold like cosmetics, and you're telling them on non-story. Okay.
Okay. Here we go.
Is there more?
There are two more.
Nikki DeLoach is coming home for the holidays. The town she left behind and the traditions they shared will open her heart in unexpected ways.
There's a family legend now that the two makes people fall in love.
Being here showed me how much I was missing.
Michael Rady co-stars.
Did you mean what you said about making Christmas new?
Premieres Friday, November 1st at 9.
There's like
it's called Two Turtle Doves. I don't know. You're never going to get this.
Two Turtle Doves.
Also, it says Nikki DeLoach is coming home for Christmas, but they don't use her character's name. So they make it seem like the actress Nikki DeLoach is in it as
she
herself.
Is.
Her
she
name is.
Is
Dr. Sharon. In the movie, her name is Dr. Sharon.
She is coming home for Christmas.
And they're also mixing things because the Turtle Dove story, like, isn't that a Home Alone 2 thing? And she goes, there's a family legend that two turtle doves mean that you fall in love. Like, if you find two turtle doves, it's like, you can't just make these things up. But I guess literally you can.
I mean, there's a lot of tropes and there's one of them. You got to work in the turtle doves, you know?
This is the last one starring Kathy Lee Gifford in the third role.
Oh, no.
I love, you're right. The third role is really interesting. We should have done a quiz about the third role.
We could have done the third role. We'll do it again.
Go. Next year.
Oh.
I'm Jack.
I'm Alice.
Okay, just for your information, that like, oh, they bumped into each other. Three of the movies, literally three of the movies that I quizzed you on
have
the
meet
cutes where they bump into each other and they go, oh.
Yeah, I always bump into people.
You're still holding my hands.
Oh.
So many coincidences like that just don't happen.
Hey.
My mom would say that this is a
only on Hallmark Movies and Mysteries.
My mom would say, is the name of the title like, this is a Christmas for the ages, or like, this is the best Christmas ever.
She would call a coincidence this. This is what these Christian people call coincidences.
What?
I've never heard this in my life.
A Christmas,
but it's the most Kathy Lee thing I've ever heard.
Is it like, I don't even know what to, I don't even know where to go with this.
A God wink Christmas.
A God wink Christmas?
She was like, my mom would call this a God wink.
Is that when God winks at you?
Yeah, and he's like, surprise.
He's like, yeah, bitch.
Surprise, you're marrying Candace Cameron Bure. Anytime God winks at you, Candace Cameron Bure is like 6 minutes away.
She's like, honk, honk. It's like actually God wink is just like her GPS that she has set up. Okay.
A God wink Christmas.
That's incredible. Wow. What an amazing
game. Sorry, Kathy Lee Gifford and who cares?
And who the fuck else? Are there any other notable Hallmark people or things popping up? I noticed something that I thought was delightful. Did you know that both Tia and Tamara each get their own Christmas movie?
Yeah, I think that's
nice. They don't even have to do it together. Mm-hmm. Tia is in A Very Vintage Christmas, which has already aired, and Tamara is in A Christmas Miracle on Hallmark's Movies and Mysteries. It's about a single mom who, you know, is a writer at a lifestyle magazine.
Oh, yeah, that's a job that will definitely... I don't know. Never mind. Cut that.
Ashanti is in a movie. One of the movies Ashanti's in it. Mm-hmm. We've got, what else? We've got, there's so many things. You didn't even bring up my favorite one, which is A Double Holiday or Mistletoe and Menorahs. Hallmark
they
and
don't
Lifetime.
Have, there's no trailer for that yet. I wanted it. Oh. There's no trailer for A Double Holiday yet. They're like, we're burying this movie. We feel pressured to make a Hanukkah movie, but we don't want to promote it.
The greatest thing about a Hanukkah, Hallmark, or Lifetime movie is that it's still about Christmas.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, she converts at the end.
Like, A Double Holiday is about them trying to, like, plan a Christmas party for the office, and it's also a Hanukkah party. They have to do both. And then Mistletoe and Menorahs is... Epstein plays Jonathan, who is in desperate need of turning his bachelor pad into a Christmas wonderland to impress his girlfriend's father, but he's Jewish.
Oh, no.
So a toy company exec helps Jonathan teach her all about Hanukkah to land the big account. What the fuck is this? What the hell is this?
I mean, we made this joke at the live show, but the way that these things work, it's like they have three wheels. One's like woman name, one's man name, and then one's like job. And they just roll them and they make a movie out of the results. That's it.
Right. But sometimes the job wheel could be updated.
The job wheel
is a little bit, but it's only four jobs on the job wheel.
The thing about the job wheel, though, is that it's not real jobs. It's just like words.
Right. Well, it's like Richard Scarry jobs. I mean, the job wheel is 1/4 CEO, you know? Like CEO takes up 1/4 of the job wheel.
Find job wheel and then another wheel that's just nouns, Christmas related nouns,
right?
And they have to integrate that with the job,
right?
So CEO, the movies, toys, CEO of a toy company, CEO ceramics company.
I will be watching at least two of the Hallmarks. I haven't decided which one, but I'll also be watching, I watched Holiday in the Wild, which was insane, fully insane. Rob Lowe playing, I don't even know what he was playing, but there's this whole through line about coffee that I told you about. She like is like, why can't you? There's no good coffee maker here. And then it ends with her like giving him a latte machine. Meanwhile, they're like, you know, in Africa with the elephants. So there's like this whole thing going on with that. It's very strange. And then the other one that I want to see is obviously Lea Michele's Same Time Next Christmas, because ABC doesn't really have that many Christmas movie offerings. I think it's the only one.
Yeah, we got to watch Same Time Next Christmas. For sure. We're going to do a episode about Same Time Next Christmas.
I think we might. So if you are a Patreon listener, you can get the exclusive either episode about that or like watch along. I'm not sure how we're going to do it. Maybe it just will be an episode about
it. The other one I really want to watch is the one with Autumn Reeser and Jesse Metcalf, where she's an astronomer and he works at a Christmas tree farm.
Oh, yeah. Christmas Under the Stars.
Christmas Under the Stars. Yeah, I want to do that one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure which other ones are. I would watch the Jessica Lowndes one. That one sounded good. Yeah. I always like ones when there's music involved, country music. So
Christmas
maybe
Love
I'll watch,
Story, the one where Kristen Chenoweth sings. Yeah,
that premiered maybe I'll last watch night, Christmas at Dollywood. That one is coming out on the 8th. Maybe I'll watch the one that's aspiring R&B singer Layla pairs up with amateur songwriter Spence to try and land a record deal. Who knows? Maybe they'll sing Christmas songs. Oh, maybe we'll watch the Alicia Witt one. That one sounds good. Guess who else is in one? None other than Rachel Lee Cook. She's in one.
Wow.
Yeah. Guess what it's called? A Blue Ridge Mountain Christmas. Remember that?
Okay, let's do Rita.
What was she wearing? Where was she seen? She posted what on Instagram? She's the Who Queen. Tens of people want to know all about the number one Who. Lindsay, Bobby, tell us now. What's Rita Ora up to?
Who is this woman?
What is she up to? Her birthday. Because we missed that. Well, yeah, because I guess we sort of missed it because it was her we did the live shows. But
she celebrated her 29th birthday. Rita is still in her 20s, which is crazy to me. I feel like when Rita's in her 30s, game changer.
When Rita celebrates her 40th birthday, like, we're all going to assume she's been around for like 100 years because she's done so much.
Whoa. When Rita turns 30, though, I feel like she'll be part of like our age bracket, maybe. Mm-hmm. So she can relate to us more versus us trying to relate bracket. To him. She is higher above our tax bracket. No, okay. Please. Okay.
So Rita Ora looks braless. Rita Ora. This headline. Braless Rita Ora just about protects her modesty in sizzling sheer shirt with perilously low-slung jeans as she belts out Beyonce on karaoke for her 29th birthday in Vegas.
Did
this
you?
Is like, this is the sort of headline we have not seen in months.
Braless Rita Ora is one of the best
just
things.
Just about protects her modesty.
This is a headline that makes this podcast. This is why we do it.
I want to read it again. Braless Rita Ora just about protects her modesty in sizzling sheer shirt with perilously low slung jeans as she belts out Beyonce on karaoke for her 29th birthday in Vegas. This is art. This is an incredible headline. This
Did
is an incredible
work.
Did you
see any of the clips from her birthday on Instagram? Because they sang
I saw some of them, yeah.
Rita sang Shallow.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's
I was like,
the thread, yeah.
Honestly, blown away. I loved it.
That's a really good song to sing.
I put it in the thread. Live. That was me. It was great. She sounded amazing. Hearing Rita sing karaoke is crazy because it's just Rita Ora singing a cover song, which I assume is like every singer singing karaoke. It's just them singing a cover song, you know?
Did you see the latest picture of her on the Artful Dodger set on the little bike?
Every day a new photo. It says, how many outfits are there in this movie?
Look at this outfit. I've never seen anything like this outfit in my whole life.
Oh, I think this is this new? What is
it
she
says
wearing?
She will play the Artful Dodger in next year's Oliver Twist remake.
This might
pictured
be,
on set. It says
I might
she's
have
pictured
seen
on set.
This. I might have seen this already before, but this might. But I. But it's incredible. It's a sweater. She's got the tights with holes in them. What are those? Fishnet tights, boots. She's got a big cross. She's got a leather like vintage motorcycle cap.
Mm-hmm.
And she's riding like a low rider bike with like the big bars. Okay, mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Do we want to move on to she's one of two women playing this festival?
Well, there's a festival that got kind of a flack for not having gender parity. It was mm-hmm. like all men. And Rita is one of the two women playing the festival. It's a festival in Scotland called Transmit or something. Transmit.
Who's the other woman? Beyonce?
Great question. No. It's not Beyonce. It's Rita Ora and rapper Little Sims. Yeah.
With a Z. Little Sims.
Yeah. So that's some of the news. The sad news. I mean, this is like a real bummer. Like
I saw those photos.
Aww. Rita rarely goes into this territory. Actually, it did go into this territory when there was that fire. Remember
she
the
does.
Fire?
She connects with her, you know.
No, but
her.
I mean, it gets sad. Like actually yeah. very sad. Yeah. So there was an earthquake in Albania. And like a really, really bad one, like mm-hmm. really bad. So a bunch of people have died. It's like it's really a bummer. So all of the pop stars of Albanian origin of, you know, there are quite a few, including the singers Dua Lipa, Rita Ora and Bebe Rexha, mm-hmm. three faves, have made appeals on social media, which is great. And Rita Ora is, I guess, collecting money. She's getting people to donate, which is great. And she's going to try and help them as much as she can. I mean, it's a really like bad. It was a really bad earthquake. It wasn't like a little blip. It was a big thing.
Yeah. So I saw her post about that.
So give some money to Albania via Rita Ora if you want to, you know, help those people. Honestly, it's a great thing to do, I think.
Mm-hmm. I this think
was
she's
the,
good.
This was the New York Times article ended on Rita's quote. Ms. Mm-hmm. Ora said she would help build a home for a homeless family and quote, directly help the families as much as I can, which is great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So thank you for listening to Who Weekly.
On a sad note. And on a sad note.
On a sad note. We focused a lot on Hallmark stuff. We'll do more just like normal Who news on Friday. But that means you're going to have to call in 619 Who Them. Tell us what you want us to talk about.
Yeah,
and we might talk
stuff,
about it on Friday.
We definitely missed stuff, but we'll answer your calls based on what we missed for this week. And we'll definitely catch up with this week. I just wanted to do something special for the main pod about Hallmarks. I feel like we always do a Hallmark episode. It's fun.
We always do. And we'll mm-hmm. do more on the Patreon. But until then, have a good week. Call us at 619-WHO-THEM to leave questions, comments, and concerns. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Support us on patreon.com/WhoWeekly. And we will see you on Friday. Bye, everyone.
Bye. You will, Jayla. Yeah. 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 They want
wanna know.
Hey.
Mia.
Hey.
Mia.
Come on. Hey. I want to be famous.